Hi, everybody. Steve Savitsky. Welcome back. And today we have Rabbi Judah Isaacs. And Judah is the Director of Community and Synagogue Services at the Orthodox Union. Judah, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, that's great to hear that. Terrific. And I know that, there's an article coming out in the spring edition of 2013 of the Jewish Action. And we're going to be highlighting the aftermath of the terrible hurricane that we had, Hurricane Sandy, and all the variations that happened. So, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the OU, an organization that I think both of us like a lot, and let's talk about what we did during the hurricane and, to help our communities.
I think that, Steve, what's crucial is that the first thing that we did is really meet with our individual synagogues. We either went in person or reached them through a variety of ways to really find out how they were impacted, what the needs were, and how we could be the most helpful in helping them rebuild and continue on. I think that, one of the things that was very challenging about this storm is that unlike previous natural disasters, this one really hit at the heart of our community, and especially in terms of the Orthodox Union, which is a membership organization of over 500 shuls. There were many shuls that were in the direct fire of this storm, and it impacted the shuls and the individuals who are daven and members of that shul.
Yeah, there's no question that, and I certainly personally could speak to it as someone who lives in the five towns, the devastation was beyond belief. I know you came out to see it firsthand. What was some of could you have believed, by the way? I mean, you heard about it. But I was with you one day you came out. I know you went out other times. Would you have believed that actually something like that could really happen?
I think we were all in shock. And I think especially, in talking to rabbis and synagogue presidents, I don't think anybody ever imagined that water could do such damage. And I think that we had situations in shuls where the water was so high that it flooded the boilers. So we had oil and water combinations in at least two shuls, and I don't think anybody could have ever imagined it. And that was just in our shuls. There were homes that literally their basements were covered in water, and part of their first floor, people had to take out everything in terms of molding and everything else. And the days right after the storm, just seeing the piles of garbage and which really wasn't garbage. It was people's lives, their sofas, their cribs, and everything was out on the street just being thrown out. It was really unbelievable. Pictures don't do it justice.
And no question about it. So, OU, but really, I think that the OU took responsibility in other ways also. I mean, besides just, coming out to visit. So what did we actually do? Did we set up a fund? How did we help people? How did we do that?
So immediately, within days of the storm and when the magnitude became very clear to us, by that Thursday night, we had set up an OU Hurricane Relief Fund. And we've done that in the past. We've been very pleased with the response that people have given us. And the donations have really come forth, and they're continuing to come forth. The needs are still very great. And in assessing the needs and looking at it, we really realized that the first step for us in distributing funds should really be to the rabbis' discretionary funds, because the rabbis of the impacted shuls really know their congregants, know what their needs are, and we were able, in a very short amount of time, to get over $150,000 out to our rabbis to help them with their individual congregants. And then we looked at some general organizations that have been helping individuals and see how we could impact them as well. So we made some donations to some organizations as well that have really been on the ground.
Is there anything that we can do in the future you can't prepare for something like this, right?
But I don't think that you can prepare for this. I think that one of the things that we have been instructing our shuls over time through the Synagogue Services Department is that things happen that we are never prepared for. God forbid there's a fire. God forbid there's a flood. What's really important is, do you have a plan in place ahead of time to really know what you would do if something happened? Do you know who the people are that you would call if, God forbid, something happened? And we're really trying to work with our shuls so that our shuls can be better prepared to at least have an emergency plan in place. So if, God forbid, something does happen unexpected, they know where to turn. I think one of the things we saw in this storm, I'm sorry, is that people really didn't know where to go.
Right. Now, I mean, most, I mean, like corporations develop, you know, disaster recovery plans. I don't think that most shuls will have a disaster recovery plan set up, right?
Correct. But it's important to know, at least, you know, one of the shuls said to me that we had about 50 contractors who were coming to say that they could provide assistance, and it was really helpful to us that we had somebody that we had used before in the shul who we knew, who we trusted, and that person came forward, and we were very comfortable using that person because that person is somebody we know already. And I think that, it's important just to have a list of people, of contacts, of people that you've worked with, that you know how to reach them so that you can begin the recovery.
What about, you know, has the LU ever thought about doing something where, you know, say in disaster recovery, you have, shul records and you have, things like that, which are off-site, so that if anything ever happens, at least you have all your records intact and your computer systems and everything else. Have we ever thought about doing anything like that?
We haven't, but I think it's something that we should look at. There are many shuls today are using software that's cloud-based, that's not server-based. So for a lot of shuls, that information was able, they were able really to recover that information.
Oh, okay,
but I think it
good.
Is something that we need to look at.
Okay, and now when you look at some of the devastation, I mean, this is going to continue for quite a while. And anything about, were any shuls actually at the point hit so hard that they actually can't be functioning anymore as a shul?
So we have a few shuls like that, and what the OU has done in partnership with UJA Federation of New York is we've been able to provide funding for trailers so that the shul can set up a temporary place to daven and to continue functioning until their building is restored. And we at the OU are going to have to look at how we can be helpful both financially and in other ways to help them rebuild.
Uh-huh. Interesting. So what shuls in particular that were the ones that were so badly damaged that they're not even usable anymore?
Ov Tzedek in Bell Harbor is not usable right now. The catering hall in Manhattan Beach is not usable right now, though the shul itself was on a second story, so that was okay. We had the Bach shul, Bachurei Chemed, in Long Beach that also sustained a lot of damage and is going to need a trailer until they can rebuild.
Mm-hmm. So are we helping them getting the trailer? Is that what we're doing? What are we doing?
We're providing some funding for them to get the trailer. It's a matching fund with the UJA Federation New York. The Bell Harbor trailer will be set up this week, and the Bach will be set up shortly.
Really? And this is with the UJA? That's really great.
Correct.
That's really fantastic. I'm glad that we're doing some work with them at the UJA.
Yes, and they've really been taking a leadership role in trying to assist synagogues and helping them get back on track, and we've been working very closely with them.
Okay. Now, I mean, you know, when these things happen, there are, I know that in the article that, that's being written and that you're working with the Chama on, it talks about some of the incredible acts of chesed that people did beyond what, you know, anyone would imagine. So what were some of those, like some of those people, and what did they do?
Well, I think that, you know, there are certain people that really took leadership roles, and they come in very different ways, whether it's somebody who managed to get generators, a whole group of generators, somebody who went to Lakewood, New Jersey, which had plenty of gas and brought gas so those generators could be there, to Yanki Brach, especially at Brach Supermarket, who provided a lot of food and meals initially for people. He was the only one open in that area initially. And there were individuals who really helped rescue people. And the miracle of this whole thing is that Baruch Hashem, there's been a lot of loss of property, but within the Frum community, at least, there wasn't a loss of life. And when you hear the stories and you hear what happened, you recognize there were a lot of people that made that a reality.
Yeah, no question about it. No, having lived through it, I know exactly the stories, and the stories are really incredible. So the OU once again has taken a leadership role in this situation, and What do you think the people, let's say, who are in the listening audience, what, I know we still have this fund, the Hurricane Relief Fund, right? So what?
Correct.
The money is going to where? It's going to the, well, why don't you tell us where the money is going?
Okay, so the money is going still to help individuals. Whether it's through the organization, a few organizations that we're supporting, or through the rabbis' discretionary funds. The money is also going to help with these trailers and to help the shuls rebuild. And some of the funding will go with some of the long-term needs of some of our shuls to really help them ensure that they can continue to function and rebuild. And after insurance and after FEMA, there's still going to be funding that's needed to really help them be there. In addition, we know, I mean, I got a letter yesterday from a rabbi about a family that he knows that just talked about the damage in their individual home, and they're looking for help. And the list that this person gave said that the loss for this family is in excess of about $10,000 right now, and it probably will grow. So we know that as the power's gone back on for the people who aren't in their homes right now, there still are going to be needs that are out there, and we really want to make sure long-term that we're there and we're there to help them.
Well, that's important. I think people should know that I know that we've had experience, unfortunately, during Hurricane Katrina. Maybe you want to let people know about what we did then.
Right. So during Hurricane Katrina, which impacted the New Orleans community, the OU was really instrumental in helping the shul that was totally destroyed rebuild. And in fact, this year, Rabbi Weinreb, the executive vice president emeritus of the OU, actually went to the dedication of the new shul. They were very thankful to the OU because the OU was there not just in the beginning, but really there throughout the process. And that's what, you know, our intention is really to take a leadership role. We know this is long term and not just right now, but really down the road, be there. And as I said to many of the shuls that I visited, we look forward to being at their Chanukah Tabayit when they're able to be in their building again.
Right, exactly. And that's why I think the Hurricane Relief Fund is so important. First of all, I mean, I know the answer to this, but it's just important to say it, that every penny from this money goes directly to the recipients. There's not a dime that comes to the OU. Right, Judah?
Correct. That's absolutely
right.
Correct.
Right. Which is great. People should understand that we've set that up, and we did it with Hurricane Katrina. We've done it for some other causes, and once again, that's what we're going to be doing, the same thing here. But I think it's important for people to understand, as you said, that while we're giving away a lot of the money now, we're also going to keep some, because we know that in 6 months from now, in a year from now, there will be definitely needs. And then, unfortunately, most people would have forgotten about what happened.
Correct.
I guess it just, if people are listening and they want to really give to something that's worthwhile, so the Hurricane Relief Fund at the OU will go directly to the recipients, and Judah has actually done a great job and has taken upon himself, as an employee of the OU, because I've been with him, I know as a person of chesed and personally feels, you know, the dedication to do this. Anything else you'd like to kind of tell the people in the audience? They could read the article,
right.
And they're going to read the article in the spring edition
right.
of the Jewish Action. Anything else you want to talk about?
I would just say the last thing is that summer camp is coming, day school next year. We also know that there's going to be an impact on our whole system from people whose lives have really been upended. And that's why I think it's so important, as we said, that individual needs are not going to just go away right now when their immediate needs are taken care of. There are going to be some long-term impacts that are going to be felt in the community. And if we can help make those not as great as they're going to be, I think it will be very helpful to the entire community. And that's really how we at the OU are trying to take a leadership role, really trying to look at the long term that's out there and really making sure we're there to help.
Great. Now, once again, Hurricane Relief Fund, what do? They can go online, they can send a check. How does it work?
They can send a check to the OU Attention Hurricane Relief Fund, or the easiest is to go online and make an online donation. You can make a donation either from the U.S. or from Canada. There's an option to go to Canadian dollars, and all of that gift is tax deductible. And as you said, all of the money goes directly to benefit those people who have been impacted by this storm.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, it sounds terrific. Listen, Judah, thank you so much for all the work you're doing, and we thank you at the OU for really taking a leadership role once again in a crisis situation. Have a wonderful day. Be well.
Too. Thanks.